This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
NutriMedical Report, which is Wednesday, the 22nd, first day of fall. And by the way, it's the day after what I call Cajones Day. Grow one, go some, or die. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Get some intellectual balls, or you're going to croak. We have a picture up there of Dr. Bragan, who's a brilliant psychiatrist who actually helped to stop lobotomies and other toxic chemicals for people's treatment. And then we have Dr. McCullough, who's a brilliant doctor that's going over a lot of multi-drug system programs. By the way, my system, which is the first line of defense and vaccine rescue kit, is much superior to even his protocol with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and other things. So they play around with these things, but they're not as deeply biochemically advanced as I am. And I also now have the EduCap, which is an oral, it could be actually almost used as a supplement, oral immunization that gives you the same natural immunity, and it's now, the patent is now completed, and I could license anybody in the world to make my EduCaps, whether it's a corporation or a nation, I can do that now. So we have them on the picture up there. So Simon, you're reading off a document that just got released here that showed that they were in, I think it was 2017, that actually they attacked the DARPA, was trying to make these viruses as a prelude to vaccine programs, and the vaccines are a prelude to the injections that eventually will alter the human race to literally destroy the VMAT2 region of their brain and make people into functional zombies so they can actually zombieize the survivors of a massive population reduction and a globalist change to the new Grand Reset, which was conceived by ex-Nazis, including the ex-Nazis of Klaus Schwab. And remember, Schwab, it's funny how his name sounds, because the place that Antarctica was being investigated by the Nazis in the 1940s was No Schwabenland, which means Du Schwabland. In a sense, what we're dealing with right now is the Fourth Reich, Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab, whose mother was Jewish and she emigrated to America to get away from the father, and he was adopted through the families of the Nazis who were planning to build literally the Fourth Reich. And unfortunately, when the space program transferred those scientists and the technicians and also the intel agencies to our OSS, that later became the CIA and NSA, we're living literally in America and worldwide under the auspices and control worldwide of the Fourth Reich. They did not lose the Second World War. Technically and scientifically, they won it. Isn't that weird?
So, Dr. Deagle, you, as one would expect of you, you're almost exactly correct. The key phrase is in the middle, and it was approximately 15 to 20 spike proteins being isolated per year. Now, what are all the variants? What's the difference between the variants? It is the spike protein that's mutated. This was a five-year project that was funded by the National Institute of Health. The documents that have been leaked are the renewal application that was 4.5 years into the original five-year period.
Let me insert what Dr. Francis Boyle told me about all these submutations. They were trying to do just a standard mutation to see if they could turn a bat virus or wild virus into a human one. What they did is they transferred the project over to the 1,000 Talent Program in Wuhan, working with Wuhan with Dr. Lieber in Harvard University. And he used supercomputers to actually remodel the three-dimensional modeling of the actual ACE2 receptor in humans, and actually remodeled the actual gene sequence to create what's called a receptor binding domain in the virus that would allow the sigma-1 protein to allow the virus to attach to the ACE2 receptor. And rather than getting spontaneous mutations and trying to mutate it over and over again to see if we find one that randomly would attach to the ACE receptor, they build it using supercomputers. All these components were given to the Chinese, and the Chinese, because they were angry with what Trump was doing, because China has a long-term plan to take over world trade, even though they're working with globalists, and they're 80% of the new billionaire, the Chinese, was working with the globalist bankers, they decided to, 5 years ago, make the yuan their currency backed by gold and even to outlaw cryptocurrencies. Well, their whole idea is they declare biological war, but what they did is exactly what happened with the Rockefellers in 1917. They create a typhus vaccine injecting human flu into pigs that had pig flu, and they created recombinant. Well, what Dr. Lieber did is he re-engineered what's called the Sigma-1 protein, RBD, so the virus now it became an AIDS virus. It was coming. A bat virus is no longer going to infect bats because it doesn't attach to the ACE receptor bats. It attaches to humans, and there's not an animal reservoir of this virus. And what they did when the vaccines, they actually created spike proteins that do not give T cell immunity. They actually suppress your interferons, and they only create IgM4-3, a B cell immunity, which does not kill the virus. It just tags it. So the problem is there's no indication that it reduces either mortality or the ability to grow virus and spread to other people taking the vaccine, which is why eventually they failed and had to require masks. And that was on purpose because they eventually knew that the vaccines would cause the virus to not only create new mutants but also would select for those mutants that were going to evade the vaccines and create higher populations. Let's say right now it went from 1% back in January of the Delta to 99.2% in now America now. And that's all on purpose, because they knew these newer strains would either have longer incubation periods or maybe slightly more lethal, because they can't make them too lethal or it would just kill the host and couldn't spread, just like when they did with Ebola back in Africa. That project was done by us too, by the way. Yeah, all of it's done by us. I mean, even the lab in Wuhan, with all us giving the components, the Chinese have nothing. So what they did, the Chinese decided that they would take the things we gave them and make a bioweapon against us, and they made the vaccines, and it was the vaccinated people that were the source of the plague. I'm the only one in the world that knows that, because I have regular classified sources, okay? So the problem is right now, we're dealing with a situation where I have the only solution, which is basically what's called exosomes, to train how to block the RBD section of the virus of all variants, because there's no genetic variation. If you change the Sigma-1 portion of RBD, it cannot infect humans. And my system is the only one that will provide T-cell immunity, completely natural-like immunity, so you can't get infected, you don't need a face diaper, and you don't need to worry about people dying from the virus anymore or accumulating toxins that will damage the VMAT2 region and turn them into literally living cyborgs. That's what they wanted. Go ahead.
So, Dr. Deagle, journalist George Webb has been suggesting that these variants are actually being released as opposed to naturally mutating. And now we see that at both the Wuhan Institute of Virology...
No, George Webb, stop. George Webb, what qualifications does he have in terms of knowing where the source of these viruses are? The mutations are not happening spontaneously. Let me explain. Mutations happen to all the virus. Do you know how many virus mutations are of the Delta 19, COVID-19 virus? And this is one of Jay Clayton analysis. There's over 4,000, and they're accumulating literally hundreds per month. But the area that does not mutate and cannot mutate is the RBD section of the Sigma-1 protein that allows it to get in the H receptor. So, yes, there's going to be some spontaneous, but the most of them are actually when you take a host and you make them sick by make them have a load of free radicals and spike proteins, they become a bioreactor. And the first one who discovered this is the guy they claimed was the actual assassin of John F. Kennedy and later had a mobster knock him off. Remember? Lee Harvey Oswald? Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Do you know that? I've had even hosts on, and whistleblowers have actually talked about this from a show as long as 7-8 years ago. Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer. They discovered if you make a ferret sick, it's going to mutate the virus inside the ferret and make the virus more and more lethal without even touching the virus genetically or doing anything to it. Just simply having it in a sick host will make the virus mutate. So when they started the vaccine program, which is a version of the Pfizer vaccine in India, they call it by a different name, they not only created a new mutant, which came out of India, that's why they call it the Delta strain out of India, and the Lambda strain, which came out of South America. They created this new strain, which would evade it, and there's still even more sub-strains causing further evasion. So in other words, if you look at the sub-strains with other mutations besides the Sigma-1 protein, it's mutating, so there's dozens of versions of Delta strain now, and all of them are growing up to hundreds of times more in host and spread to other people, and some of those strains are even more lethal than the original one. People need to understand what's going on is the vaccine program guarantees new super lethal strains. You have a third, fourth, and fifth wave. That's what's going on here. It's not just spontaneous in the environment. Yes, that's going to happen. But the actual vaccinated people become bioreactors to create new super strains. You follow me? the vaccinated people are now sick enough to actually mutate the virus. Go ahead.
Well, that you can have lab-engineered variation, and you can have natural mutation. It doesn't have to be one.
I'll tell you why you want them naturally mutated in a host is because they're much more likely to infect another human. One of the problems is you want to be in what's called the infective or what I call the pandemic sweet spot. You have to have a virus that's not so lethal that it can't spread to someone else, and you want a long incubation period so before you actually know you're getting sick. And when you find out both the people are infected with
still getting commercial.
I'm talking. Anyway, so if you have, for example, if you have someone that's been shy given the injections or the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the J&J vaccine, by the time their system knows they're infected with the Delta, they may carry 200 or 300 times more viral load than a normal person because their warning system interferon is shut off by the vaccines. And they're sicker, so they're going to mutate more, and the virus that comes out of those people that are sick is much more dangerous than one generated in a lab or spontaneously in a non-infected person. That's what we're talking about. Vaccinated people become a bioreactor. Does that make sense?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense.
We'll do this right now. Okay, I'm going to give a breakdown here. This fits in with what you're raising, the question you're raising there, Simon. If you look at the lab in Brisbane, Australia, they actually took a virus 1,000 miles from Wuhan, And they actually took that virus in the lab because they're collaborating with the Thousand Talents Program, and they actually inserted the 18 specific genes from the AIDS virus, which actually came from the 1917 typhus vaccine, which causes the so-called swine flu of 1718, where I lost my grandmother, lost her brother and sister. Now, what happened is you have to understand that there are a number of other genes like the skytin-1. Skytin-1 is necessary for the actual, it's related to enzyme pathways, as Dr. Thorburn, she mentioned that this is a specific protein and enzyme pathway that's necessary in the placenta so that your placenta can grow and attach to the uterine lining and not be rejected by the mother. And in fact, the skytin-1 system has actually been altered in such a way that allows it to invade and do damage to the various aspects of the body. It's necessary for your cells to actually survive the initial insult. And when they interfere with that process, it allows the virus to do other kinds of damage to your body. Now, the primary damage that's done to the body, number one, the spike proteins, and I know this is a fact because I can prove it, last 2 to 6 weeks. And what they do is they generate what's called abnormal microRNA. This is not the microRNA that's good, it's bad microRNA. And this microRNA generates abnormal mitochondria. So those ring chromosomes that make up your mitochondria absorb this, and it interferes and it attaches to the actual parts of the mitochondrial ring chromosome, which is 30 times more likely to be infected by free radicals. And then it causes what we call a mitochondriopathy. And what happens is a mitochondriopathy that interferes with what's called the extracellular matrix of the mitochondria, and you end up with a drop in NADH levels and a drop in ATP levels and increase in what's called singlet radical oxygen, which is why H2-plex, which is far more powerful than the carbon-60. You hear people talk about carbon-60 antioxidants? No, our H2-plex is far more powerful. And then to get rid of singlet radical oxygen, we have what's called ultrathiamin B1, right? And you want to take things to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, which is the selenium cruciferate from John Hopkins, and cell detox glutathione. And you want to take things that will get rid of nitroperoxy radical, which is the gamma E plus. It's not regular gamma, it's gamma E plus. Now, the problem is that people play biochemistry, and even people who are relatively knowledgeable, like Dr. McCullough, they don't have my knowledge. I was a biochemist before I even went into medicine 50 years ago, okay? And I can tell you right now, I'm a bioweaponeer going back many years, and I'm very innovative. I can tell you what's going on right now is they made a major mistake. In fact, the virologists invented the mRNA technology have said you cannot use this in a pandemic because you actually make new super strains. They're not just spontaneously mutating out of the environment. They're actually mutating in response in specific hosts that have become much more lethal and have longer half-lives. So that, let's say, for example, coronavirus 23, so we'll call it COVID-23, like in a movie. You know, they have that movie out now called Morningstar. It's really friggin' dangerous. And they may have one guy traveling around because he's the only guy that's actually has some kind of resistance to it. And everybody else is locked down receiving all their food by, say, Walmart and Amazon. And everybody is basically doing remote work, okay? Except for, you know, maybe robots building stuff or God knows what. That's what they want. The globalists want to kill most of us and convert the remainder into basically sterile cyborgs. Now, you have to understand this is their agenda because it's a non-human agenda. The people doing this are not just psychotic. They are being avatared by transdimensional Draco reptilian spirits that are controlling their body like a video game. Now, a lot of people want to speculate who's doing it. Whatever. I can tell them precisely who's doing it. In fact, I can give you the names of the incubi and succubi in them that are controlling the Draco spirits. This is not a joke, people. This is the final struggle for humanity. If we don't come out of this, most of the human race will be completely stomped out. Now, God's promised a portion of us are going to survive this because they're going to hear people like me. Now, a lot of people are speculating. I hear Alex Jones and his troop of young, good-looking, but pretty dumb people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I see some pretty good interviews by Mike Adams, but he doesn't have the biological knowledge, even though he runs a little lab. He doesn't have the biological knowledge to know this. If he interviewed people, I go way beyond McCullough or Dr. Mikovits, who pretends things. For example, when I confronted Dr. Mikovits, she didn't even know that the actual AIDS virus originated from 1917. She'd been working on it for years. All right? So you have to understand, these people are terrified. Let me finish. We're terrified to interview Deagle. Do you know why? I know more than all of them put together. And I'm not doing it because I'm arrogant, because I'm very pissed off that our civilization, every week, we're losing more people. When I had to argue with those assholes, the First Nation, they were going to do my study over a year ago. Then they were going to come back in January, and they screwed around with me again, so I eventually had to pay them off, lost a lot of money to get them away from me so I could do my patent and finish them and polish them up. I'm ready now. I'm ready to actually like, and I don't need to be really greedy. If you're, let's say, an Irish, or no more, or German, and you want to do my make my entry cap, I'll license you and take a small fee for licensing, and then so much for how many you're going to make your population safe. I don't want your children first vaccinated so they're sterile. I don't want people to die with spike proteins going to the brain to cause dementia. I don't want people going to heart failure because young, athletic, young males are going and either dying or getting permanent heart damage. It makes me so angry that people won't listen to me. But guess what? I don't speculate. I know everything. You can ask me a question, and I'll tell you the whole answer because I have the three aspects. The sewer net, classified, and supernatural, and I have all, not some of the answers, I have all of them. Go ahead.
Okay, so Dr. Deagle, so the key point here that's really important for people to understand is they're talking in 2018 about adding this EC sign to the virus as an ultimate binding pathway. Now, when people look up what the EC sign is, it's CD209, and the key feature of CD209 is it's the pathway for infection for HIV, which is designed to evade the immune system.
I know that. I know about all the research. In fact, I went over the papers. It's on my videos I did in Brighteon. You can go listen to them with Dr. Francis Boyle, the genius, who was at Harvard, and actually he's a teacher of law in Illinois now, but he gave me all the original papers that helped inspire me to do my EDUCAP. And when I went over them all, including that one year pathway you're just talking about, the reason why they did is because the 18H genes allow it to evade the immune system, so the immune system doesn't see. It's like figuring out a way to have a stealth infection come into you, and by the time you know something's wrong, you're totally screwed. Your CD4 cell count's so damn low, you're going to die of a yeast infection in your mouth and right to your gut. I saw a 10-year-old in Georgia back in 1987 who came into the emergency department in the Georgia Regional Trauma Center emergency department. And his mouth was full of yeast, so I did a CD4 cell count on him, and CBC and everything. He was dying of fungal septicemia, and he never had sex or a blood transfusion or IV drugs, but he drank blood at a voodoo ceremony. The AIDS virus was getting him, okay? You have to understand they inserted these AIDS genes to bypass your immune system so your immune system wouldn't have the alarm. It's like taping up the fire alarm in your body, and that's one of the things that these vaccines do. They immobilize your what's called the alarm system of your immune cells, okay? They actually turn off your alarm system so that even when you grow a Delta strain or Mu strain, you don't know it's there until you're so screwed and tattooed because you haven't even taken early drugs. You're not really sick. Virus is growing like crazy, and finally when you realize, your body says, oh my God, the roof is coming down. Because the interferon and all these systems were purposely set by the vaccines to have these genes to turn off your alarm system. You're absolutely correct. Do you follow me? The alarm is shut off when you take the shots. So when you take the shots, you're a sitting duck, as they say in the military.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Over two dozen Republican governors are wanting a meeting with President Biden due to the illegal immigration surge at the U.S. southern border. The governors have signed and sent a letter to the White House requesting the meeting. But Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey isn't holding out hope to get together anytime soon.
This White House doesn't listen to governors. It doesn't value governors. It doesn't talk to the governors. It looks at us as lower middle managers in their federal corporation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic. Biden saying it's an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. This is USA Radio News. Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville, Kentucky Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student while another student was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound, and a third student sustained minor injuries. The gunman remains at large. Louisville Metropolitan Police Chief Erica Shields raises concerns about gang members and gang violence at the Jefferson County Public High School and calls for dedicated officers to be assigned there.
Without having dedicated school resource officers who are trained in identifying gang members, identifying potential conflict, having that constant ongoing communication, we are lacking critical intelligence.
Despite one of the worst droughts in history, Californians are failing to save water. The State Water Resources Control Board saying overall conservation so far this year is only 1.8%. USA Radio News.
Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
It's big question time now. I want people in the audience, and I have an interesting couple of questions on the side here. I had one guy that paraded a whole lot of different things from his Catholic religion. He thought, are these things good? No, they're all BS, like modeled by other churches. That's why we have 30,000 denominations of so-called Christianity. And the same thing with Judaism. Are they a regular Jew, which is a real godly believing Jew, or are they a Sabbatean? Do people know the origin of Sabbateans? No. The Sabbateans are from South Georgia. They worshipped in paganism, which is basically the snake gods, which is the same as the Dagon in the Middle East, okay? And they were the ones who attacked the caravan going from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year, which my family owned for thousands of years, the Bashas. My great-grandmother walked all the way from Syria, from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year. That's how strong she was. Walked beside the camels carrying all the stuff. And I got to tell you, people, I understand the Sabbateans are running most of this evil shit and are directly working with people like the people that called the Tool Society of Nazi Germany. Again, you got to understand what's going on here now. These people think they're doing the right thing because they're working for Satan and the Draco Reptilians. Evil is exoplanetary and transdimensional. People say, well, I don't know who's doing it. I know precisely who's doing it and what is doing it, what kind of beings are doing it. And if you don't see the spiritual side to this, you don't see that it's actually a spiritual darkness, and we're speaking truth to it, not just giving you truth on the technical side here in the show. I've got my prayer wheel going since last week, and I'm speaking, and I'm going to start broadcasting it all over the planet and giving other people technology. You want to know, take a prayer? I'll tell you how to get the prayer wheel software. circle that prayer over and over again in your home. You broadcast it as light, sound, whatever. It goes into ether and it affects all the other spirit beings and gives them truth of what's going on. See, people are in a state of spiritual darkness. And it's not the intellect that you have to convince, it's their spirit. Because when you change the spirit, their perspective of reality changes. And they say, oh, you mean? For example, some people get this aha feeling when all of a sudden they realize, why are you injecting children? It's not to protect children, it's to make sure they don't have children. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Why are they injecting young males? It's because they want them to go into heart failure, and they want them to not have sperm anymore, and they want their testicle to shrivel up, like that singer recently said, what's her name? The really popular singer, and she actually has some, believe it or not, she's a beautiful lady, but she actually has intellectual cojones. She's grown intellectual balls. What do you think of that? I'm just being funny here.
Yeah.
So the next stage right now is, I'm really feeling really positive. I'm feeling uplifted. I feel like it's like a Viking warrior going into battle, or my Scottish ancestor saying, I feel the blood on my arms from my enemies that I've had to slay in the battlefield. I'm feeling, and I don't believe in all this stuff, like Norwegians used to believe, about Valhalla. But I can almost feel like the glory of God coming upon us and say, people are waking up. If they're lukewarm Christians, they're waking up. They're getting out of the big box churches. If they're lukewarm Democratic politicians, they're realizing if they keep choosing this, they're not just going to get some form of socialism so they can get free health care, which I believe everybody should have guaranteed health care. They're going to get totalitarian control of your thoughts, your biology, what the hell they can put in your body. And if they don't like you, they just terminate you. And they can take your organs if they think, well, we got your tissue type. We don't need you to be around here, but we can take your heart out of you and put it in somebody that we want to. And people say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. There's no place in the physical world of reality of people that don't believe in the totality of truth. Truth is the ultimate antidote for death. How's that?
Yes.
So, gentlemen, I want you to go ahead and try to think of some really good questions, because right now I don't want you to speculate, I want you to ask. For example, I can tell you, I expect in the next few weeks when we hit the end of this month, we're going to have some financial catastrophes hit with the attempt to try to expand the budget. I expect to see a major shortage of food because we've already killed 12 to 14% of food supplies, and a lot of the truckers' inability to actually move or even short that food supplies and send it out is majorly harmed. There's at least 36 giant container ships off the coast of California that are circling around because they don't have any staff to actually unload the ships. And a lot of hospitals can't even operate doing regular surgeries or whatever because the nurses are literally quit or been fired because they wouldn't submit to the vaccines, or they're just not going to migrate here from another state to fill jobs, say, in California, even though they could be paid a lot, because they have a forced thing that they're going to force vaccinate them, and the nurses aren't stunned. In fact, in any way, the nurses are probably more with it than the doctors, because the doctors might be egomaniacs. I found more nurses' common sense than the doctors. They're the ones that first taught me a lot of my things. I found out it wasn't the doctors that taught me, it was these smart nurses. And when they see somebody being, convulsing after having shots or having major clots, like passing, sausage-like clots out of their vagina because they had the shots, or they get, they have a cardiac respiratory arrest after they had shot within a matter of days, they know this is deadly. You can lie all you want. You can't lie to somebody who's working firsthand with these people. And, of course, you don't put them on inappropriate treatment like remdesivir, which we know kills. And the studies were done under Fauci. It was like 53% of the people in the study. It was out of four drugs that were lethal. The remdesivir was the most lethal. Okay? So you got to understand, I don't want a license in this goddamn country or in Canada until the healthcare system dies, and when it's resurrected, it becomes decent because it's humane. It's not really humane right now. If you're not outside the system, if you're not doing things for the people, like keeping them, giving them nutraceuticals and maybe some drugs, or maybe some nutraceuticals to keep them out of hospital, if you go to a hospital, you're going to a termination chamber. How's that? You're not going to the ICU.
Yeah, exactly.
The screw tape letters. Like Satan, our hospitals are taking many new people, and they're fun wise, and they've not listened about taking even Dr. Deagle's stuff, or even ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. we think that we're going to have many more arrive in our termination center, in our hospitals.
Yeah.
When they arrive in the ICU, the doctors are told, do not step aside of all the treatment regimes we've told you. If we say hydroxychloroquine is terrible and these other things are bad, they obey like little mice. They're good termination agents, not God.
Exactly. Dr. Deagle, if you don't have an advocate when you enter the hospital now, you're going to be terminated. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have someone who's an advocate.
They have to be also a wise advocate. For example, I've helped you even with your wife, and she just went in there, and I was totally cognizant, but they did things to try to make sure that she started to lose her cognizance or to have caused her other health problems. And you have to understand, these guys are not stupid. They're basically lethal. And you know, I've had to deal with doctors. I'm a medical legal expert, and you know, when I have cases that come to me, do you think I've ever lost a case, a medical legal case? No. What do you think happens when I do a case and I review a case, even if they're out of state, and I review all the medical records, which I still do? It's terrifying. Do you know that I've never had to go to court? Because when I do my presentation after I do my voir dire and do it, let's say a judicial voir dire of the case, they just say, oh, this man, we're not going to have this freaking deagle. He's got a photographic memory, he's analyzed a foot thick chart, he's got all this experience in all these fields, we're screwed and tattooed, we're done, we're going to settle. That's it.
Right.
You don't have to go to court. That's the situation we have now. Fauci should be at, you know, if it's an older system, he would be executed. He would be taken away in a tribunal, lined up on the wall, we'd videotape the son of a bitch, and he'd be shot dead. Why are these people walking and talking and breathing air? Because they have so many corrupt politicians that are, I call, recumbent craps, which are phony Republicans, or Democrats I call demon rats. And deep state people that think that somehow they're the real rulers, the elected people, just a fraud. Don't worry about your elected officials. We, the deep state, they run everything anyway. That's why when they're around, they're putting these laws in, like this one Simon said the day before, you know, Trump was inaugurated. They were already putting in things for civil detention and quarantine camps.
Oh, yes. Months before, actually. But here's the question that I have, which I think will be easy for you to answer. And that is, we've been discussing so many strands being admitted by people who have been taking the shot. Now, when your EduCap is available, what effect will that have on those people? With him at the next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with.
We have a segment left here now. So what I want to do now is I want to move to a point where I want people to understand that there's now's the time not to just ask a question that's difficult technically, but ask a spiritual question. Look at the grand picture here. Satan is trying to ape God by dominating a portion of the whole cosmos, not just planet Earth. He and his Nephilim, which is part of the Bible, have, before the time of Noah, infected the human population with so much genetic alteration that God destroyed them. If you actually see the ancient Hebrew, that Noah and his 3 sons and their wives were perfect in their generations. It says that actually in Hebrew. You know what it means by perfect in their generations? It means they weren't genetically modified humans. I've got a new term for you. You know, like we go to the zoo and see chimpanzees, we often call them chimps?
Yes.
These new people have been vaccinated, call them chimps. Do you like that?
To say it once more.
I call them, instead of calling humans and vaccines chimps, I call them jimps. Genetically yep. Modified people, jimps. Do you like that? E-E-I-O-O. Fussy, fussy, they say, you know? So, knowing those things, I'd like you to ask the toughest questions you can ask, because everybody's speculating. I see Alex running around. He doesn't look well, man. I'd like to talk to the man before he has a heart attack or die of diabetes or something. At other people, and I'm thinking the stress they're under there, they think somehow by running around like chickens with their head coughing and with all these good looking new staff that don't know anything, you know, talking. Now, he's had some good articles and sometimes good interviews, but they're speculating. Even the idea of, like, when I hear Dr. McCullough and others talking about what they're doing, or Dr. Vladimir Kavan Zenloff, right, the Hasidic Jew. They can keep people out of hospital, because you go to hospital, you go to a termination center. But it doesn't identify what the problem is, or actually fix it ultimately, because you have to have an ultimate fix. So you cannot have a future pandemic come back, say, 2 or 3 years from now, because if, let's say, we stopped all vaccines, and we have about 120 million Americans have natural immunity, And we just let it kill off the people that are still weak. But the rest of the population develops natural immunity. We stop generating new strains because we stop screwing around by vaccinating. If you don't use my plan, which is specific things like first-line kit, pre- and post-rescue, and the EDUCAP, you're going to have a future pandemic come back, whether you like it or not, just like the flu comes back and kills a lot of people every year. With my technology, you can eliminate the flu completely, okay? But they're not. What they're doing is screwing around. They won't even add now four different substrates to try to get rid of Mu, which is going to make it mutate even faster if you've heard those kind of vaccines. So I'd like you to ask some tough questions, guys. What are you? Do you want to know, or a timeline, what do you think? Because I expect financial disaster to strike in about the next 10 days or 2 weeks with the national budget. I expect that China in the next few months is going to try to make a move on Taiwan. I expect that, you know, they tried to actually, the Democrats tried to make sure that the $1 billion for the Iron Dome funding for the Israelis would be withdrawn. Do you know that? Now, you cannot let Israel out on the end of a long stick and just say to the Muslim nations, hey, we're not going to protect Israel anymore. And the Israelis are stunned enough to vaccinate their people, so their military is probably going to be weakened significantly. And if Israel goes down, let me tell you, the weapons they're going to release will be like Samson in the temple with Dagon, when he pulled down the walls. And when that happens, Israel will be the detonator for World War III. You know that, right? It won't be India and Pakistan. It won't be this and that. It'll be Israel. You know that, right? That's in the Bible.
Yes.
Now, you got to understand here, people, they give you all distractions. Oh, we're going to have a conflict here and there. No, no. If we have demon rats are not taken out of power and they keep withdrawing protection for the state of Israel, and Israel starts to go down, they have their own space-based weapon systems, warning systems, Iron Dome, the most advanced battlefield nuclear weapons you can imagine, the Israelis. In fact, they were contracted to put the nukes inside the World Trade Center towers by our CIA and no such agency. I know. That's why they had the dancing Israelis go back to Israel, and I even contacted them, got them on the phone and actually talked to these guys, and they were about there, the news media, how excited they were that they knew what happened because they watched the demolition of the towers after they put the bombs in the friggin' building.
Yes.
Okay? But if we abandon Israel as screwed up as they are, kiss your ass goodbye. Do you think it's bad right now? You can't imagine how bad it'll be. The thing that God showed me in the first of the seven thunders that he said was going to happen was the fireballs coming over the horizon. They all came from Russia. Not China, Russia.
Yeah.
And most American cities will turn into a flaming fireball. And the other people will just let the slow sorts of their children are cannibalized or whatever, or die of starvation or violence. Yeah, there'll be some people survive. They'll be prepped up out of the big, dangerous cities, or they'll have some degree of anti-missile system operational. But people aren't prepared for this. They're not. I've been trying for 5 years, along with you, John Spring, to tell Donald J. Trump that the U.S. government does not have missile defense. I've talked to the guys. I remember talking to the guys at the Missile Defense Command. And he said to me, Dave, you're pretty smart. I said, not smarter, you know that. I said, how long will it take before you guys have fully missile defense that actually works against our enemy? And I said, now don't BS to me, tell me straight up. He said, 2045 and $79 trillion is what he said.
Yes, I remember.
I said, so what you did is you created a black hole of lies to tell politicians and the government and the president that, hey, don't worry, we have a weapon system to counteract you. The only thing stopping them from attacking us is they don't want to be annihilated. And if that common sense is gone, or they make a mistake, and they've done it almost many times, it wasn't for the alien invasion to actually seal our five silo doors or knock our weapon systems out of the air, we would have blown ourselves to bits many times, because without alien intervention from the Galactic Federation, we were screwed and tattooed many, many times,
yep,
according to Colonel Lynn Will. So I want people out there to understand, you don't need to speculate when you ask legal questions. I'm Moses. I won't give you a speculation. I'll give you a straight-up answer. If God has it for me at this time, I don't necessarily have all the answers. But if you ask, I will try to seek the answer for it. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Moses, if I may, if I can just tell people where they can find this extremely large report, if they go to federalregister.gov.
That's good.
For control of communicable diseases, January 19, 2017, it'll pop straight up and they can read all the details and restrictions on interstate travel.
Yeah, I totally agree. You're really good at digging. As I say, you're an information Rottweiler. You're good, they're good at that. But do you have a tough question? Because I know you're a smart guy, and so is John Sprain. But I want you to understand, and I will elevate others to become like me because I'm able to open up their gifts. That's one of my gifts. And that's why Sprain is things like the prayer wheel and blessing people. And then they say, oh, you want to become really rich and have your own private island and Airstream jet. No, I don't. I would much rather a nation, let's say, that Irish or the Germans say, hey, Deke, we're going to pay X dollars, which is reasonable, and we're going to pay so much just so we can you can tell us later how to make them. I'll be fine. You're kidding. The most important thing I want is I want people, after I do these acts of literally giving them a gift from God, to respect the words I say that have nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or biological weapons, because they come from the voice of God through me to you. I want you to know that I'm speaking not from my own intention fields or my own heart or my own glory or my whatever I want. I don't want anything. All I want you to do, I want my brothers and sisters to survive this disaster that's coming. I don't want our people to die in a thermonuclear blast or a nuclear winter afterwards. I don't want us to have not be prepared for a pole shift or the passage of a comet that's going to cause a massive destruction of the Earth. Or, for example, La Palma collapsing and causing the tsunami to go 200 miles inland in the east coast of the United States and wipe out people because they're not prepared.
Yes.
You can speculate all you want. I don't. I ask God and He gives me the straight-up answers.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want the answer, don't ask me. But if you ask me, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, last night I experienced something rather unique. For lack of a better term, I seemed to hum a certain tune at a specific vibration that I had never experienced before.
Right.
This seemed to be entirely spiritual to me. Have you experienced anything similar to that?
I'm so tapped in. I always have God on speed dial. So, I'll tell you what I'm feeling the last few weeks is I'm feeling this kind of elevation, like a weight's coming off my chest and my back. I'm having a feeling of glory. I'm having a feeling like I'm hearing this. The shofar is calling. It is time for Moses and the other prophets at the end of the age to show up, because we are preparing the bridesmaids and the bride for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Bridal office, listen to the show, get your body healthy, get your spirit healthy, repent, turn back to God, drop and get rid of your real lives going on religion, and have relationship with each other, with nature, with the creator that made you for purposes. For the time of the end is here, and the marriage supper will be soon. That's what I say.
Yep.
Take care, everybody. Tomorrow, another glorious day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else support? Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.